今天早上我们的经文是从以弗所书三章十四节到二十一节。
This morning our scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21.
我们先会用启应方式，先用广东话读，再用英文读。
Let us read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
以弗所书三章十四到二十一节。十四节，因此我在父面前屈膝，都是从他命得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，藉着他的灵，叫你们的心里的力量刚强起来，能以和圣徒一同明白基督的爱何是何等长阔高深，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Ephesians 3, verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. May have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us.
程牧师今天为我们的信息是神在我们的爱和力量。
Today's message is God's love and power in us by Wilson, Pastor Wilson Chang.
We are in the midst of looking at this middle portion ofEphesians, the letter to the Christians that Paul has written to Ephesus.
我哋睇紧嘅经文咧，系保罗喺当中去向以弗所教会所发出嘅一封书信。
And I don't know if you noticed in the first verse, in verse 14, guys, if you could slide up back to verse 14, Paul is he's bowing, he's kneeling here in prayer.
咁第十四節我哋睇翻，佢話我喺父面前屈膝。
You see, it says, for this reason I bow my knees. He's kneeling, to God the Father.
佢向父神去屈膝跪喺度。
And that's significant because back in Paul's day and age and his culture, people stood when they prayed. The Israelites stood when they prayed. They didn't kneel.
喺當時嘅社會咧，其實佢哋祈禱嘅時候咧，都係企喺度。
So this indicates this is a passionate prayer. Paul is passionately praying for the Ephesian Christians and therefore praying for all Christians.
咁俾我哋睇到保罗当时嗰个祈祷系好带住感情嘅，系为当时以弗所嘅信徒去祈祷，亦都为住我哋今日嘅信徒祈祷。
Or to put it another way, Paul is moved to pray.
換句話說，是保羅是被受感動去祈禱。
And so what is he praying for?
那他為什麼祈禱呢?
And this is what we looked at last time, verse 16. Guys, if you could, one more slide, just verse 16.
那就看回第十六節，我們上次都有提到的。
That he, God, may strengthen God's people with the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是说神藉着祂的灵，叫祂的子民，祂们心里面的力量刚强起来。
Right, that he may strengthen you through the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是说神藉着圣灵会使到你心里面的力量刚强起来。
Now, why is that so important?
为什么这么重要呢？
And what is this that he's praying for?
那他为什么祈祷呢？
And how do we get it?
那我们又怎么可以得到呢？
Now those are the questions we looked at last time and we tried to answer.
那这些问题呢，我们上次都尝试去回答。
And so let's try to expand on the why, what, and how questions here.
那或者我们再去扩展多一点，就是讲到刚才那三个的问题。
Now in order to do that, in order to understand what God is teaching us through his word, we need to understand the context of the passage.
那我们怎样去明白神的话语呢？首先我们要看看上文下理他讲什么。
As I had mentioned earlier, Paul is praying fervently, moved by the Spirit, praying for these Christians.
刚才我们提过保罗是很热烈地去为这些信徒去祈祷。
And he's been just, if you're familiar with this letter, you know that he's been just talking in chapters 1 and 2 about the great salvation that God has provided through Jesus Christ.
第一、第二章他们讲到保罗说这个救恩是由耶稣基督那里给他们。
And then at the end of chapter 2 he says, for this reason, and then something occurs to him and he digresses.
那去到第二章尾的时候他说因着这些原因，接着他又岔开个话题去讲了另一件事。
Again, if you're familiar with those earlier chapters in Ephesians, the digression is addressing the suffering. God's people are suffering.
他岔开了个话题，讲到神的子民受紧苦，如果你记得第二章最尾那里讲紧。
And then our text in verse 14 that we just saw, he says for this reason, so he's going back on track to what he was diverted to.
咁跟住第十四節，我哋今日所睇嘅講到因此咧，就係話講翻之前佢講緊嘅嘢。
And where is he going then? What's he doing?
咁佢講緊乜嘢咧？其實
？Why is it so important?
點解咁緊要咧
？Well, he wants to help these Christians as he addresses their suffering.
佢想幫助呢啲信徒去對應佢哋受苦嘅問題。
And that's why his prayer is moving, because he's praying, he's requesting God to strengthen them through the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗的祈祷是咁受感动，因为他希望神的灵去帮助他们有力量。
Now, suffering often gets our attention.
苦难很多时都一定会得到我们的注意力。
And often God's grace is revealed more so when we suffer.
而神的恩典呢，特别在我们受苦的时候呢，更加可以被我们看到。
Now we don't choose to suffer. None of us wishes that we suffer.
没人希望会受苦的。
And we shrink from suffering.
我们在受苦的时候呢，也都很疲累。
Just like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he drew back. He didn't want to go to the cross. Drew back.
甚至乎我们会退缩，好像耶稣在客西马尼园的时候，面对这个苦难来的时候，他都去退缩。
And Jesus himself prayed fervently, probably on his knees, to God the Father to take that cup away from him that he had to drink, the suffering of God's wrath to be poured out on him.
同样耶稣都祈祷，可能好像跪在这里，他求神去将这个苦杯拿走。
But as Christ prayed to God the Father, God strengthened him to go, to obey, to suffer.
而当基督向父神祈祷的时候，父神就给他有力量，让他可以继续向前去面对这个苦难。
You see, God shows his wisdom to us often in those times when we suffer.
很多时神就将他的智慧在这些苦难的时间给我们去看到。
As other parts of the Bible tell us, he sends his angels to minister to us.
其他的圣经的部分也都可以看到说神差派他的天使去服侍我们。
But as you and I know, as we go through life, we often need God's strength even in the good times.
但你同我都認識到，縱使喺我哋好平順嘅時間，我哋都需要有神嘅力量。
In fact, I think you can't miss if you read the Bible that we need strength from God every moment, every circumstance of our life. We need Him.
其實我哋生命嘅每時每刻，我哋都需要有神嘅力量。
Just give you some examples. Maybe you'll be tempted today to go astray from God.
例如今日可能你受試探去離開神。
How are you going to resist that temptation? How are you going to be victorious to glorify God today?
你怎样可以对抗这个试探？怎样可以今日是好像有得胜的生命去荣耀神呢？
Right. You need God then to do that, to do battle.
你需要神去帮助你去征战。
Maybe you will face a tough moral choice tomorrow. Some of you might be off tomorrow. Tomorrow at work.
可能你明天都要面对一个在道德上的抉择。
You need strength to follow Jesus.
你跟随耶稣，你需要有能力。
You need strength to serve Him, to honor Him.
你去服侍他，去荣耀他，你需要有这个能力。
You can't just conjure that up yourself. You need someone praying for you, like Paul, that you be strengthened by God in your inner being.
你不可以只是硬着头皮去顶硬上，你需要神去好像保罗那样去为你祈祷。
Maybe you're afraid to witness for Christ, to proclaim the Lord Jesus to non-believers.
或者你很怕去向未信的人去传福音，去见证基督。
Well, to speak the truth in love, you need strength.
去用爱心去讲诚实的说话，你都要需要有这个力量。
You need strength to confront sin.
你要有力量 去面对这个罪。
One of the things that we need, according to the Bible, is gospel community.
根据圣经，我们另一样所需要的东西就是一个福音的社群。
We need to sharpen each other in the faith.
我们要在信心上彼此去锻炼。
That might require some difficult words to say to someone who is going astray.
可能要去讲一些句说话去激励对方。
We need God's strength.
我们需要神的能力。
Now, what is this, that Paul's praying for, verse 16, that God may strengthen you with the power of the Spirit? What is it?
那第十六节那里讲话神去给你心里面有力量是什么意思呢？
We saw a little bit of the why. Again, the why and the what are being commingled here. We saw a little bit of the why because they were suffering.
我们讲到话点知道点解咧？因为嗰度有苦难。
What is this that he's praying for？
咁佢究竟系呢个祈祷系祈乜嘢咧
？Well, that Jesus prayed to God the Father that He would send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Parakletos。
呢个保罗佢祈祷嘅就系话，即系神会将呢个圣灵去俾人去帮助。
That word Parakletos is Comforter, Counselor。Advocate.
这个保卫师，这个中保帮助我们。
It's someone who comes alongside you to help you.
在你的旁边去帮助你。
The Holy Spirit helps us do the right thing in difficult circumstances.
这个圣灵去帮助我们在这个困难的时候做一个正确的决定。
We're to grow in the awareness of God's love for us, particularly through hardships, suffering.Persecutions in life.
我们特别在这些困难的时候，在痛苦的时候，在逼迫的时候，去更加去看到神的恩典。
And this is why Paul goes on in verse 18 to say then, well, you need to know how wide, how long, how high, how deep the love of God is for you.
所以第十八节保罗说，你需要知道神的爱，神对你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Now, church history helps us, because there are many examples, again, in the past as well as in the present, of people grasping this truth, this experiencing God's love for them.
在以前的人去怎样去捉到这个真理，怎样去经历到神的爱。
One very well-known example is Blaise Pascal.
其中一个出名的例子，Pascal这个人。
He was the great French philosopher. He was a Christian. And he has a very well-known testimony concerning this experience of God's love for him.
咁呢位嘅法國嘅哲學家，佢都係一個基督徒，佢有一個見證去講到佢點樣經歷受神嘅愛。
It appears in his Penses, which is a collection of his writings.
咁喺佢嘅即係寫作嘅入邊會睇到。
In fact, in this day and age, if you have access to the internet, if you just Google Blaise Pascal and type in the word fire.You'll see this.
咁如果你上網去搜尋嘅時候，就打低佢個名 Blaise Pascal， 然後加埋呢個火啊 fire 呢個字咧，你就會睇到。
You see, when Blaise Pascal died, when they discovered sewn in his coat, a journal entry.
咁當Pascal 呢個人死咗嘅時候咧，佢發覺佢件衫，即係呢啲人發覺佢件衫入邊咧，係底層裏邊咧係縫咗一個佢日常所寫嘅日記。
It was like.A page out of his spiritual diary.
好似係即係佢日記其中嘅一頁。
And he wrote down an experience he had one night, and this is what he writes. I'm going to paraphrase it.
咁呢個咧講到佢有一晚嘅經歷。
He says, "In the year of grace, 1654, Monday, 23rd of November."
佢話1654年11月23日星期一。
Again, this is Blaise Pascal. From about 10:30 in the evening.Till about half past an hour after midnight.
咁大概係晚上嘅十點半到午夜嘅十二點半咁上下。
And in this journal, he puts in capital letters, fire.
咁咧，佢個入邊咧大大隻字寫住火嚇呢個字。
God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, not of the philosophers and the learned. Certainty, joy, certainty, emotion, sight, joy.
咁佢話：亞伯拉罕嘅神、以撒嘅神、雅各嘅神，嚇唔係哲學家或者係有學識嘅人嘅神。佢話有肯定嚇，有喜樂，有肯定嚇，有喜樂。
Pascal continues, tears of joy, my God, never leave me, let me not be separated from you. He goes on and on and on.
佢繼續寫話滿有喜樂嘅淚水。佢話佢神咧唔會離開佢，佢繼續去咁樣寫。
Now notice he says.Fire, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not the God of the philosophers and the learned.
佢睇到佢头先所写嘅话，火啊，亚伯拉罕嘅神、以撒嘅神、雅各嘅神，唔系哲学家嘅神，唔系有学识嘅人嘅神。
That's significant because Pascal was a great mathematician.
因为对你讲呢个好重要，因为 Pascal 佢一个数学家，亦都系哲学家。
He was one of the great intellects ever.
佢一个歷史上面一個好偉大嘅有學識嘅人。
So he's referring to himself.
佢講緊佢自己。
That night, he got what Paul was praying for, the Ephesian Christians.
佢嗰晚就係得到好似保羅為以弗所基督徒所要做嗰個祈禱。
That is something he had in principle. That means he knew the gospel. He knew it.He got it into his mind.
呢個佢知道呢個福音，佢喺腦海裏邊有呢個信念。
It was something he believed, he trusted in.
呢個係佢相信嘅。
But he got it down deep into him, into the core of his being.
但係佢嗰晚得到呢樣嘢係進入到佢嘅心裏邊。
See, that's the difference. He experiences it in his heart.
佢心裏邊經歷到。
It wasn't that Pascal and other Christians weren't Christians.
呢個唔係話，即係其他基督徒唔係基督徒。
There had been this separation between what they had in principle and what they experienced.
但係佢哋喺信念上邊所認識嘅，同埋佢哋親身所經歷嘅，係分開咗。
See, in one sense, if you don't have this, you're a bit hollow, inauthentic.
可以話，如果你冇呢個經歷嘅時候，可能你係一個好一個空心嘅一個假基督徒。
You need truth and experience together. That's what Paul's saying.
保罗话你要有真理同埋经验经历一齐。
And they began to actually be what they were called to be Christians, followers of Christ.
跟住你开始真系成为一个基督徒，一个跟随耶稣嘅人。
See again, often we don't trust and obey well because we don't experience God's love.
好多時我哋唔能夠去信靠同埋順服，因為我哋冇經歷到神嘅愛。
And so these Christians Paul's praying for began to have in their hearts and experience what they knew already in their minds.
所以保罗去为到呢啲基督徒去祈祷，佢哋可以去经喺生命上面，喺生心里边去经历到佢头脑上面所认识嘅。
And it galvanized them. It revolutionized them. We know that. As the letter goes on, Ephesians, right?
当呢个书信佢继续落嚟嘅时候，我哋睇到吓佢哋嘅生命开始改变，佢哋生命好似起咗一个革命咁样。
That's what the strengthening power through the Holy Spirit is.
呢个就系话藉住圣灵所嚟嘅能力所做到嘅。
Now remember, we're answering the what and the why question. We're commingling them. So let's go back to the why. Why is that so important?
咁我哋头先讲紧点解同埋即系乜嘢系佢嘅祈祷？咁翻去我哋睇下究竟点解呢样咁重要？
It's simply this: without that experience of God's love for you, you don't live with Christ's resurrection power to combat your worldliness, your sins. You will not have the power to do it.
如果你冇经历到神嘅爱嘅时候，你冇基督所俾嗰个复活嘅大能去帮助你去对抗呢个世俗，
you'll be in a sense inauthentic.Inconsistent, a phony.
你嗰个生命只不过虚假嘅生命，呢个你唔会有即系表里一致呢样嘢。
Because you'll say one thing, oh, I profess faith in Jesus Christ, but people don't see any difference. You don't have that resurrection power to change you.
一方面你话啊，我信耶稣，但系另一方面人又睇唔到你有咩任何改变，因为你冇基督复活嗰个大能喺里边。
It's kind of like the 8-year-old boy in the illustration I used.Last time, where he breaks his toy truck, he starts to cry.
好似我上次所俾嘅比喻，一个八岁嘅细路仔，佢嗰个玩具嘅货车整烂咗。
He doesn't realize grandma gave him $1 million. It's in the bank.
佢烂咗架车咧就喊啦，但系佢唔知道吓佢嘅外婆咧俾咗100万佢喺佢银行户口里边。
The money is legally his.
呢笔钱咧系合法嘅，系佢嘅。
Yet he's living as if he didn't have that resource. He's crying because the truck is broken.
但系好似佢过住嘅生活就好似佢唔知道佢有一个咁大嘅后盾，因为佢嘅货车烂咗，佢唔知点算喺度喊。
The young boy does not realize he can draw upon that bank account.
呢个细路仔唔知道佢可以喺佢嘅银行户口里边有。
And the Apostle Paul is saying that's the situation with most Christians.
保罗就系话好多时基督徒嘅状况都系咁样。
We don't realize we rely upon the great resources that God has given to us in His love.
我哋唔知道我可以去倚靠神俾我哋一个咁大嘅资源，就系佢自己嘅爱。
Which leads us to do battle with our sinful nature.
一个咁大嘅资源可以帮助我哋对我哋嘅罪性去争战。
And so the big question is how? Teddy, slide 3 please. How? How do you tap in? How do you realize the deep love of God for you?
咁去到个问题就系我哋点样可以知道神俾我哋呢个咁深嘅爱呢
？How do you receive this verse 16, strengthened with God's resurrection power through His Holy Spirit. How?
咁你点样可以得到头先第十六节嗰个祈祷所讲，藉住神嘅灵俾你心里边有力咧
？Well, when you have your quiet time, your devotional time, and you should have it, there are 3 parts. Read the Bible, which is listening to God.Part 2 is praying, which is talking to God. And here's the third part that we miss. Pondering, meditating, talking to yourself, wrestling with the truth into your heart.
当你去灵修的时候有三部分，第一就是你要去读经，第二就是你要祈祷，第三你要 去默想。默想的时候你 去在神的话语里面去看看究竟是讲什么。
And that's the idea that Paul has in verse 18. That's why he's saying how long, how wide, how high, how deep is the love of God.
这个就是保罗在第十八节所讲的，就说你要知道神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Because what is Paul doing there in the letter?
咁保罗在这个书信里面其实讲什么呢？
He's thinking it out. He's thinking the gospel out.
他在思考这个福音。
He's not just saying, I want you to grasp the love of God. He's saying, Christian, I want you. He's praying to God for this to happen. I want you to think out how long, how wide, how high, and how deep is the love of God.
他对那些信徒说, 你要去想想究竟神的爱是何等的长阔高和深。
He's inviting meditation.
他邀请他们去默想。
He's inviting reflection upon the gospel.
去思想这个福音。
It's a wrestling match.
好像是一个, 摔跤的比赛一样。
Do you know how to do that?
你知不知道可以怎样做呢?
Are you just reading the Bible to just get information?
你读圣经的时候是不是只是想在当中去得到一些资讯呢?
Do you just mechanically open it up and just read for 10 minutes? That's it?
是不是很机械式地打开, 读十分钟,盖上它就算了?
And then you just pray down your list of, yeah. of this is what I want, God?
然后跟着在你那个, 祈祷的事项一路一样一样地去向神说, 啊, 我要这些, 我要这些呢?
Or do you know how to do determined meditation?
或者你知不知道究竟怎样去默想?
Determined meditation in the power of God's Spirit.
这个默想是有带着神的灵的力量。
That's essential if you're going to have the resurrection power of Christ change you.
如果你希望有神那个复活的大能去帮助你改变的时候，你需要这样。
That's essential of not being an authentic person.
可以做到不是一个虚假的人，你需要这样做。
Well, you say, I know God does this and this. I know that he's done that and that. Yet, over here, in my life, there's a lot of inconsistencies.
我知道神去做了这些，但是在我的生命上，我好像没有去跟神所说的是一致。
And so, what meditation is, you're pondering to bring the truth and your life together.
默想就是说去思考这个真理和你的生命去联系在一起。
That's Christian meditation, pondering on the truth, chewing on it.
这就是基督徒的默想，你去咀嚼这个真理。
Now please don't go along with people who say that meditation and contemplation is emptying your mind.
不要听那些人说，默想就是去倒空你的心思意念。
Again, that's transcendental meditation. That's not Christian meditation.
这些就是所谓的超觉默想，这个并不是基督徒所说的默想。
Right. The books on transcendental meditation, they say, empty your mind.
那些书教你超觉默想，只是叫你去倒空你自己。
That's not what the Bible says to do.
圣经并不是这样教你。
You fill your mind with the truths of God's word.
你是充满你的心思意念，是藉着神的话语。
With the power of the Holy Spirit, you understand God's word.
藉着圣灵的能力去帮助你去明白神的话语。
And you get that gospel truth into the center of your being.
你将这个福音的真理进入到你的心里面。
That's a very active, not passive activity.
这是一个很主动的动作。
That's very filling. It's not opening, it's not emptying, it's filling.
是充满你自己的心，不是倒空你的心。
That's what Paul says, fill yourself, fill your mind, fill your soul with God's love.
所以这个就是保罗所说的话，让你的心，让你的灵魂，你的意念充满着神的爱。
Do you see the difference?
你看不看到个分别呢?
Christian meditation is utterly different than what the world says meditation is.
基督教所讲的默想和这个世界所讲的默想是很不同。
And you got to get that straight. It's not emptying your mind. It's filling your mind with God's truth.
不是倒空自己，而是将神的真理和话语充满了你自己。
And most importantly, the gospel of Jesus Christ will help you to see that God loves you.
最重要的就是耶稣基督的福音去帮助你去看到神爱你。
The gospel will turn a concept into a living, bright reality.
这个福音能够将这个概念去变成一个真实、一个活住的现状。
Understanding biblical truth through the prism, through the lenses of Jesus and his gospel, that's what you need to do.
藉着耶稣基督让你去看到这个福音是一个什么的真实。
And it's only when you understand the gospel that you're saved by grace in spite of being a sinner.
总之你是一个罪人，你看到耶稣基督 去拯救你，这个福音拯救你是藉着你的恩典。
The key to understanding it is you're saved not by what you do, but what Christ has done.
你的得救并不是在乎你做了什么，而是在乎于耶稣基督为你所做。
Again, I can't emphasize that enough. You will not be able to get that resurrection power in you unless you understand that.
如果你不明白这一点的时候，你不会得到耶稣基督那个复活的大能。
As slide 4 shows you, God's redemption for sinners is not on the basis of your performance or your good works.
神给你的拯救不是在乎你的表现。
The Bible clearly states you're saved by God's grace.
是藉着神的恩典。
And that's the thing that turns the concept of the love of God into a dynamic reality.
就是将神的爱的概念去转化成一个真实的东
西。 Because what happens is you sense and you taste for yourself on your heart the love of God, and that is the power that changes you.
在你的心里面去感受到去尝到神给你的爱，这件事就去改变你。
Do you see what Christian meditation is? It's quite rational. It's even argumentative.
基督徒的默想其实是 很合逻辑，甚至乎可以 去辩论的。
There's an example of Christian meditation in Psalm 42 verse 5a.
在诗篇42篇第五节那里可以这么说。
David says there, Why my soul? Speak to himself. Why my soul are you downcast? Why?
大卫在那里说，我的心啊，你为何忧闷？
Why are you so disturbed within me?
他说，为何在我里面去烦躁？
Do you see what David's doing? He's contending with his own heart, with the own core of his being. He's pondering.
大卫在那里做什么呢？就是大卫在那里跟自己的心在那里对话，去思想。
That's Christian meditation.
这是基督徒的默想。
Mantra or worldly meditation seeks to suppress the analytical side of your mind.
去口头上的默想，好像讲口头禅咁样去不断重复呢样嘢，只不过去压抑咗你嘅思考。
In contrast, Christian meditation stimulates and you're analyzing, reflecting on God's truths.
而基督徒嘅默想，反之系要去慢慢嘅去咀嚼，去让你去分析，去回想。
You're centering on the glory and grace of God.
你是建基于神那个荣耀，神的恩典上面。
Again, don't misunderstand me. Meditation on the Bible is more than just intense thinking.
但不要误会，这个基督徒的默想并不是说很努力去想，去想。
The Bible does contain information, yes, but it's more than that.
没错，圣经是有很多的资讯，但不单止是这样。
For those of you familiar with the letter of the Hebrews, Hebrews 4:12 tells us that God's word is living, an active agent, sharper than a double-edged sword.
希伯来书第四章十二节，他说神的道是活泼的，是好像两刃的利剑。
The gospel, the message of the Bible, is said to not just be a word, but a power.Paul says that in Romans 1:16, it's a power.
保罗罗马书第一章第十六节嗰度所讲话，神嗰个话语嗰个信息系有能力嘅，唔系净系一个字面嘅意思。
He says that again in 1 Thessalonians 1:5.
佢喺帖撒罗尼加前书再继续咁样讲。
Teddy slide 5. When Paul talks about the word of God dwelling richly within us in Colossians chapter 3:16. He's clearly talking of something beyond mere assent of information.
当保罗在哥罗西书第三章十六节所讲话，神的话语很丰富地是住在人的心里面的时候，这个并不是说只是很认同一样一个资讯。
Look at Colossians 3:16 this afternoon. You'll see that. He's talking about a deep, penetrating contemplation.
他讲的是一个在心里面很 深沉的一个思索。
And that enables the gospel, the Bible's message, to have its transforming power.
可以帮助这个圣经的信息是给我们有一个改变的能力。
Psalm 1 is a metaphor of that. It conveys that truth.
诗篇第一篇同样去给我们看到这个真理。
Christian meditation is likened to tree roots there, the metaphor is a tree whose roots next to the stream in water.
这个默想就好像一棵树是种在这个水的旁边，这个根是在当中是得到这个水源。
Do you see the metaphor? It doesn't mean it's not merely knowing a truth. It's taking it deep inside. The roots are drawing upon it, the water.
你看不看到这个真理呢？这个比喻并不是只是一个资讯一个字面的意思，而是你的这棵树的根是深深种入在这个水源的旁边，去这个水里面得到滋养。
And as the roots are drawing up that water, the tree gets healthy.
这个根 在地底下面去得到这个水的滋养，以致这棵树是健康的成长。
The roots are taking it inside to the tree and making it part of it.
这个根在这棵树的中心在里面。
Christian meditation is spiritually tasting the scriptures.
这个基督徒的默想就是说要去尝下，去品尝这个圣经真理。
It's delighting. It's sensing the sweetness of the teaching.
去尝到这个圣经的教导那个甜美。
It's feeling the conviction of what it tells us about ourselves.
去感受到这个圣经所讲到我们自己真实的一面是怎样。
And how God hasn't left us in a wretched state.
而神并没有去就在丢弃我们在我们那个旧的状况里面。
And in the Psalms, when the Psalm realizes that, he praises God, he thanks God.
当这个诗人去看到这个真理的时候，他去赞美神，去感谢神。
Right? He's digesting the scriptures.
他消化着这个真理。
That's meditation.
这个就是默想。
Applying it, thinking it out, how it affects you.
去应用，去回想，去怎样去改变你。
It guides you in the most practical way.
是很实在的，可以去带领你。
Another fruitful approach to meditation is to ask application questions.
另一个在默想里面有能够帮助大家，就是说去问一些应用的问题。
As you read the Bible passage you're doing for that morning or that evening, within the passage, ask questions. Are there any personal examples for me here?
当你去睇每组去睇呢个圣经嘅时候，你问一个问题就系话喺当中有冇啲问题系应用喺我生命上面
？Is it something for me to emulate or to avoid？
有咩啲乜嘢可以系可以应用，可以去尝试去避免嘅咧
？Look for any of God's commands to obey in the passage。
喺经文里边有啲乜嘢神嘅诫命你系可以去遵守咧
？Relish a promise there to give you hope。
去捉紧神嗰个应许，俾你有盼望。
Look for a warning God has for you to heed.
去睇下神俾你当中有咩警告。
Slide 6, please. Christian meditation is seeing how God's truth is affecting you. How are you going to live?
基督徒嘅默想就系话睇下神嘅真理点样可以影响你嘅生命生活。
How are you going to deal with all the relationships in your life?
喺你生命上边点样去面对唔同嘅关系咧
？It's pleading. It's preaching the gospel to your heart.
是向你的心去宣讲这个福音
Until you connect with it
直至你能够将它联系上来
You begin to turn away from your false hopes
你就会从你那个错误那个盼望之前去转离
And then you see the power, the resurrection power there Because it changes your heart's attitudes It changes your feelings It changes your commitments
你就看到那个复活的大能怎样去改变你因为你看到你的感你的感情你的你的思想你的生活行为都会有改变
You analyze the truth of your mind
你用你的心 去慢慢的分析
And then you bring it into your feelings Your attitudes Your commitment in life
然后你将你的生命那个情感那个委身都带入去
That's responding to the Holy Spirit
这个就是回应这个圣灵
Which has illuminatedReality to you.
将这个真实这个现实是给你带给你有亮光
You could say that Christian meditation before prayer consists of thinking, then inclining.
你可以说在即祈祷之前你去默想的时候你去剖析跟着你就去倚靠
Then finally, either enjoying God's presence or admitting he's absent and then asking him to meet you.
跟住你就可能系享受紧神嘅同在，或者你睇下可能神唔系同你一齐，然后你要去求神 去与你相遇。
You ask him for his mercy and his help.
你求神俾你有怜悯同埋帮助。
Lord, I'm distracted. I don't want to meet with you. Do you ask him and plead with him then? Change my heart.
你去向神讲话，神啊，我俾其他嘅嘢去缠绕，我唔想去遇见你。你有冇向神去恳求，求神去与你相遇？
Meditation is thinking out a truth until the idea becomes bigger, sweeter to you.
这个默想就是去思考这个真理，直至这个真理对你来讲是一个很甜美的现实。
It moves and affects the reality of God in your being.
将这个神的真实去带到你心里面。
Okay, are you ready? We're going to try it. You ready?
你准备好没有？或者我们可以试下。
We're going to try it right now. One verse, verse 18.
我们试下第十八节。
Okay?
第十八节我们可以尝试下。
Verse 18, guys, if you could shine that up, is that it? No, sorry. Verse 18. Ephesians 3:18. Go back to 3:18.
我们看回以弗所书第三章十八节。
Thanks. See that one verse. We're going to try just one verse. Okay? And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. That's the verse we're going to try to ponder.
他说能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
Okay, just going to break it down. Four parts, four easy parts.
我们将它分开成四部分。
You with me? How wide is the love of God?
神的爱有多阔呢?
Now, if you're just reading that, you're saying, oh, God's great. His love's very wide.
如果你就咁睇嘅时候，你话啊，神好伟大啊，佢神嘅爱好阔啦。
That's it.
跟住你就停咗喺嗰度啦。
You read it, right?
哦，你睇咗啦。
Pondering, meditating on it is then, let me think about other passages that related to this, like as Teddy shined on slide 7, Isaiah 1:18.
跟住你去默想嘅时候，你谂下有咩经文同呢句经文有关系咧？跟住你睇下以赛亚书第一章十八节。
Again, by the way, that's why you should read the Bible yearly. Get through it in a year or two. If you need 2 years, get through the entire Bible, because then you'll be familiar with passages in the Bible.
所以你需要其实一年里边尝试去完成睇圣经一次，以致你可以去更加去明记得或者系熟悉圣经。
Maybe the Spirit will put Isaiah 1:18 before you and say, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
以赛亚书第一章十八节，佢话你哋嘅罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白。
Remember, we're trying to ponder here.
我哋尝试去思考默想。
What does the scars, the color of scarlet remind you of?
个朱红嗰个颜色提醒你啲乜嘢咧？你联想到啲乜嘢咧？
Why is Isaiah using that?
点解以赛亚用呢个字咧？
Scarlet's the color of blood.
系血嘅颜色。
This is Isaiah's way, or God saying through Isaiah, even if you killed somebody, even if that was so.
神藉住以赛亚所讲话，纵使可能你杀咗人，流咗人嘅血，
your sins shall be as white as snow.
但系你会变成雪白。
Even if your hands are bloody, you destroyed somebody's life.
纵使你的手是满有鲜血，可以破坏了人的生命。
If you turn and repent, come to Christ.
如果你悔改来到基督那里，
sins are as white as snow.
你的罪就转成白色。
That's pondering.
这个是默想。
Just using one portion of verse 18 takes what? 2 minutes?Then you're on your way to know how, what, wide the love of God is.
就只是第十八节的其中一段。当你去咁样思考嘅时候，你就睇到神嘅爱几咁阔。
You see, if Jesus Christ died on the cross so that you're saved by grace alone, then God's love is infinitely wide.
耶稣基督为你系死喺十字架上面嘅时候，你睇到神嘅爱几咁阔，系无限嘅阔。
And it's wide enough, even for you.
甚至乎对你来讲，
See, if you could get that in you, you'll understand that if your sins be as scarlet, they'd be as white as snow.
如果你將呢個真理係入到你嘅心裏邊嘅時候，你睇到從前係朱紅色，而家變成白色。
That's a lot different than just thinking God's love is wide in general.
相對於話你淨係諗神嘅愛好闊啊咁樣啊，好唔同。
It's infinitely wide because of the gospel, Jesus Christ.
係無限咁闊，因為係耶穌基督。
You've started to chew on it, to ponder. That's Christian meditation.
你開始去咀嚼去思考，呢個就係基督徒嘅默想。
Let's take the second part. Long.
第二就係話幾長。
Long is the love of God.
神嘅愛幾咁長咧？
Well, as long as I live the life I ought to live, as long as I'm obeying Him, then He'll love me.
係咪話啊？我即係繼續去存活就係咁長啦，或者係我繼續去遵佢命，咁就係咁長？
That's what most of us think. No, that's not in the Bible.
並唔係咁樣，聖經唔係咁樣講。
Jesus says, slide 8, please, John 10:28, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish.And no one will snatch them out of my hand.
约翰福音第十章二十八节，佢话我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
Philippians 1:6, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
腓立比书第一章第六节，佢话我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Doesn't say he may, he will do it.
唔系话佢可能会做，而系佢一定会做。
So how long?
几长咧？
Is God's infinite love?
神嘅爱几咁长咧？
When did God start loving you?
神几时开始爱你？
We're told in the book of Revelation the Lamb of God was slain before the foundations of the world.
在启示录我们看到说神的羔羊在这个世界的根基未建立以前是被宰杀。
God put his love on you in the depths of time.
神将的爱在时间之前已经是
He will never take that off of you.
他不会将这个爱去拿走。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because salvation is by God's grace.
因为救恩是藉着神的恩典。
It's not dependent upon you and your works.
不是在乎你的行为。
It's not by what you do.
不在乎你做些什么。
It's because of Jesus' salvation. That's why it's infinitely long.
是神的救恩，所以这个救恩是无限那么长。
How about the height?
那么高？
Again, we're pondering verse 18. How about the height of God's love?
神的爱有几高呢？
Do you know what Jesus says about us in John 17:24?
耶稣在约翰福音十七章二十四节怎样讲到我们呢？
Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world.
他说父啊，我在哪里，愿你赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前你已经爱我了。
And slide 11, 1 John 3:2, Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him.Because we shall see him as he is.
约翰一书第三章第二节，佢话：亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
See, that describes the height of God's love.
去形容到神嘅爱几咁高。
He's going to give us the same thing that filled his heart.With infallible joy for eternity.
他会将充满了他那个喜乐同样的去给我们，是永恒地去充满我们。
God is going to show you, Christian, his glory.
神又会将他的荣耀去向你显现。
He's going to give that glory to you.
他将那个荣耀去给你。
Can there be anything higher than the glory of God?
有乜嘢去比神嘅荣耀系更加高嘅咧
？See again, only if you understand the gospel of Jesus will you understand the heights and the depths.
系只有你去明白耶稣基督对你嘅爱嗰个救恩嘅时候，你先至去睇到神嘅爱几咁高几咁深。
And just rounding out that verse about how deep is the love of God.
咁神嘅爱有几咁深咧
？Well, how deep did Jesus go?
耶稣去到有几深啊？
What does the Bible say? How deep did he go?
耶稣去到几深呢？圣经讲。
My God, why have you forsaken me? Those words should echo in your heart.
他说神啊神啊，你点解要离弃我呢？这个说话应该在你的心里面去回响。
Because that's hell. Jesus took God's wrath on the cross. That's hell.
因为那个就是地狱神，耶稣基督去接受了神的愤怒。
Hell is the deepest pit of pits.
这个地狱是最深最深的地方。
He goes there voluntarily in your place.
他取代你的位置，自愿的去到那里。
As your substitute.
去取代了你。
He pays your penalty. He takes your punishment there.
去为你付上这个，去接受这个刑罚，付上这个代价。
That's pondering, meditating on how deep the love of Christ is.
这个就是默想耶稣基督的爱多么深。
And the Spirit uses that, sensitizes your heart to receive more and more of the truths of the Bible.
圣灵去这样去使用这件事，去让你的心去接受更多圣经的真理。
And I think that might be the filling that Paul alludes to in verse 19.
第十九节他讲到有些东西去充满我们。
But I really don't know.I don't know what he's talking about, the filling of all of God's fullness, an infinite filling, he's saying, verse 19.
第十九节他说我无限地去充满我们，我不太知道究竟什么去充满我们。
And you know, I don't think Paul really knew the depths of that either.
可能保罗自己都不知道究竟这件事有多深。
Because he ends the chapter with verses 20 and 21, which is a doxology, a benediction.
因为他在那章嘅圣经最尾嘅时候，完结嘅时候，二十二十一节系一个向神嘅赞美。
Which ends his prayer. He ends his prayer with verses 20-21. And it, guys, if you could shine that up there, it is to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
佢嗰两节经文系一个完结佢个祈祷。佢话：但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀。直到世世代代永永远远。
You know what immeasurably means?
一个无可以测度的是什么?
Indefinitely.
是无限的。
And see, I can't really get my mind, maybe you can, around that. That means it's going up the staircase all the way up to heaven. But, you know, the fullness is going to be there and it's filling you again and again and again. That's infinity, right?
很难去想象，可能你会想到又或者好似行一个楼梯，一条好长嘅楼梯，去到天堂嘅时候，去到上边有神嘅神好大嘅去充满你，不断嘅去充满你，直到永恒。
And that's why Paul breaks out with his final line in verse 21, the benediction to him, be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever, Amen.
佢喺基督里边得着荣耀，直到永永远远，阿门。
Again, you're going to have to meditate, or else you're not going to change. You're not going to get the resurrection power in you to change.
你要花时间，你要去默想，你先至会得到改变。
And so I hope you see that you need to practice this.
我希望你会系真系咁样做。
You need to do that in order to follow Jesus.
你去跟随耶稣，你需要咁样做。
Father, we thank you for this wonderful prayer of Paul, this passionate prayer.
天父，我哋感谢你，阿保罗呢个祈祷文。
He's kneeling here, which back then was not done.
佢喺屈膝喺你嘅面前，喺当时嘅时间系人会咁样做。
Because he realizes how important it is for the Christians in Ephesus. Who are suffering.
因為佢知道以弗所嘅信徒係受緊苦。
And Lord, I'm not a prophet, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that Christianity is waning in the West.
我唔係，主要我哋唔係先知，但我哋知道喺基督教喺西方嘅社會漸漸沒落。
And there will be more suffering for Christians in the West when you name the name of Jesus.
在西方的社会会有更多的基督徒会受苦。
And so to be faithful to you, we're going to have to ponder and to know your love for us.
我们要对你去忠心的时候，我们要去更加去思考，去默想你的爱。
Because it's not the in thing today to be a Christian.
因为在今天去做一个基督徒实在不容易。
In fact, the opposite is true. When you say you're a Christian, it's a lightning rod for controversy.
事实上，你嘅圣经都讲到话，做一个基督徒喺呢个社会上边会引起争议。
And people today welcome the bashing of Christians.
而今日嘅人咧都唔系好欢迎基督徒。
And so, Lord, I pray that we would know how wide, how long.How high and how deep your love is.
所以主，我哋求你帮助我哋明白你嘅爱系何等嘅长阔高深。
So that we would be light and darkness.
以致我哋喺黑暗里边系真系成为光。
Thank you, Lord, for this prayer.
我哋感谢你嘅呢个祈祷。
And I pray that the love of Christ would be deep in the core of the beings of your people here.
我哋求主你嘅爱。是深深地入到你的这里的人的心里面。
For there's much to do as Christians in this lost world.
因为在这个失丧的世界里面，基督徒有很多事需要做。
And there's much to fight in our sinful nature.
在我们的罪性里面有很多的斗争。
And so we ask for your help. In Jesus' name, amen.
求主你帮助，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。